Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I wanted to. You're cooking prawn pilpil and might get hot oil on my knob. I value my peace more than I value anything else. It's not that impressive, but I don't want to look after it. Okay, welcome along to episode 12 of Couples Quarantine. Thank you so much to everybody who's watching and listening. Remember, we are a YouTube show as well as a podcast, which you can get on Apple, Spotify, all the usual places. On YouTube, we'd love to see more of you come down and watch it and just see the organised argument. We're obviously talking about relationships.
You don't have to come anywhere. Like, it's...
Wow.
You've come down to the YouTube arena.
Yeah, I'd like to think you've got to come somewhere because everyone's just sitting at home doing stuff by virtual reality at the moment and it's boring. We obviously talk about relationships, sex life. You viewers are sending your questions in using cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. Really excited to hear all your kind of stories. Some weeks we're talking about themes. We're going to have some more guests. Everyone's been a little bit flaky at the moment due to obviously changing quarantine and various other bits and pieces. Chloe, firstly, how have you been as you're tucking into your Bucks fizz?
I'm thrilled that we are now recording on Sunday so we can have a drink as we record.
Yes.
Sundays is our boozy day. You know what? There's a lot changing. There's a lot going on. I think we're all just trying to keep our head above water. And I am very excited to read out this first question because I vetted it and I'm interested to hear what your response is.
Fine. Go.
Okay, ready? Hi, Chloe and James. I've been listening to the podcast. I love it so much and your advice has really helped me and my friends. And it makes us giggle too. Basically, I've gotten involved with a guy who is totally my type, a rugby boy. And we decided to only sleep with each other, but now things have changed. I'm so confused because now it's changed. He is saying that he's okay with us both sleeping with other people and each other too. However, I get the feeling that this isn't actually the case and it's really one rule for me and another one for him. I feel like I'm on some kind of probation period. How would you deal with this? As I've thought about this so much now, it's giving me a headache.
Oh, you're putting that one at my door straight away.
Yeah, because this is one of your people and, you know...
Rugby people aren't my people. I've got more people than just rugby people.
I mean, yeah, you're right, actually. You were never, like, the typical... I think you're the public's image of a typical rugby boy, but having met a fair few of them, you're really not at all.
So, I mean, it's an interesting start, the fact that you were exclusive to start with, and then halfway through you've unwound that. I mean, I don't know how you've got yourself into that situation in the first place.
No, it's not her, it's him.
Well, no, I mean, but I don't know how he's gone, right, we're exclusive, this is where we are. I mean, firstly, did you think you were exclusive and he never said that you were and you've just been going on that illusion and he suddenly turned around and said, oh, yeah, well, no, I don't think we should be exclusive now and you were never exclusive?
No, she's quite clear that things have now changed and all of a sudden he's okay with them sleeping with other people. She's very clear about it.
Well, but then he's just not into her.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just not into her and, you know, this is a classic case of she's going to get her heart ripped out and he is going to just carry on. But it'd be interesting, I think, mental psychology-wise, if she then was like, okay, yeah, no problem, start drilling a load of guys, ideally better looking, more potentially more successful, and then see if he comes back because, you know...
But she should not have to play those games.
You shouldn't, but, you know, if the guy's going to do that, then...
Yeah.
To either be single, but what's the point? I mean, what's the point of, you know, maybe he's... Yeah, I mean, look, I know there are such things as open relationships or whatever, but I don't know. That early on, why are you even bothering? Maybe it's run its course and he wants to do bits to other people, but I think she's going to get heartbroken if she doesn't look into that and sort it out.
Okay, we're going to do, like, a really quick social experiment, okay? And you have to be 100% honest or it won't work.
No, the trap. This is a trap,
no,
Nadia.
This is not a trap. Everybody, just... Look, listen, it's not a trap. You have to be 100% honest. If we had a situation whereby I was, let's say, turned on, excited by the prospect of you sleeping with other women, but I didn't want to sleep with other men.
Yeah.
Would you happily have that change occur in our marriage? Yes or no, be honest.
It's a trap.
It's not a trap. It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no. Be honest, because I'm going somewhere after this.
Look.
Yes, the answer is yes. So much so, we've discussed this before, and you've said this point blank.
No.
I'd love an open relationship.
Am I super happy and comfortable with you? Yes, and do I want to sleep with other women? No.
Right.
If you gave me,
but don't be a politician. Answer the question.
No, I am. If you gave me the option for me to do extra bits and you not do any bits,
yeah.
I mean, isn't that the dream scenario?
Right, so the answer is yes. Okay. What has stopped you from actively coming to me and not even asking me if this can occur, yeah, but potentially, judging from this email, telling me that this is now occurring? What stops you doing it if, in a fantasy world, this is what you would love?
But there's lots of things I love in a fantasy world. The whole idea is a fantasy world. What stopped me is that... I'm very happy with you. I really enjoy our sex life. I really love you. I don't want to throw that kind of stuff in there. And also, equally, I don't want... How can I ask to have my cake and eat it and then expect you not to have yours?
Right, so essentially it's respect for the relationship. Yes. Respect for me.
Yes.
Right, okay. And this is the problem. It is so unbelievably disrespectful to not even come and ask you, say, actually, I think we were moving a little bit too fast, and actually, I don't think I'm quite ready for monogamy right now. I'm at uni or I'm traveling. You know, people aren't doing either of those things really right now, but, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and actually, I don't think I can commit to a monogamous relationship, but I do really like you, and I'd like to carry on seeing if this is something that could be much more serious long term. That in and of itself would be a red flag, because what it basically means is that he's met someone else he wants to shag and he wants to keep you on the sideline. And what that means is that you are going to be collateral damage to his libido for the rest of your relationship, because immediately that sets a precedent. But ultimately, the main thing about this that is a big red flag and why I'm going to say babe run is, like, it's so disrespectful that he did that. And actually, you know what? This is a bit of a mark of a character, and I think he's really immature, and I think you should absolutely bounce and go shag all of his teammates. But like, well, you said you didn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting, because a lot of times with men, when they're in charge, or when they feel like they have the power or the upper hand, it's all well and good. But then, you know, if someone's chasing them, and a girl, you know, it can often be the chasing partner in certain situations, not always, obviously. But when the man realises that he's actually lost the girl, then he suddenly does a U-turn. How many times, you know, when you said this, like, you listen to a girl or a female friend, they're like, look, I chased this guy, he wasn't interested. Then I just started dating this other guy, I was really happy. And lo and behold, 3 months into it, I got a little call going, please.
Well, you're like that. I mean, we can be totally honest here. So if we're arguing, or like, I don't, like, whatever, like, I want some space or you want some space, whatever. Yeah. And that does happen, because you're a normal couple, you know. Yes. We James and I have a tendency of living in each other's pockets. And then ultimately what that means is that either we have a huge blowout row and need a couple of days apart, or we skip the row and we just need a couple of days apart. So I would say, when this has happened in the past, 100%, if I'm the one who's like, I just need like a few days, you chase me. You're like, come back.
I don't think I go ever.
The problem is that sweet, needy James is my favourite James in the world. So what that does is it placates me. I don't know if it's intentional or unintentional, probably a bit of both. But it placates me. I calm down again. A few days later, I turn around and I'm being like, I want to come see you. What are you doing? Like, da-da-da-da-da. And I start being like, and you start to go off in the other direction. Yeah. Yeah. And it's almost like you're like, okay, but we're meant to be having a couple days space, yeah, babe. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. You were calling me yesterday saying you wanted to see me.
Yeah.
And so this is very true.
I've got brain control, so.
So again, my friend, he's a relationship therapist, just says, like, listen, you have to get comfortable with this now. There will never not be a push-pull of power in your relationship, and you have to get comfortable with it. And you can only control it to a certain degree. It's like, what is it? Chaos theory.
Yes.
You can only control things to a certain point, and then ultimately there's going to be a shift again, you know? Anyway, so what would you say to her? Because I'm saying you need to go, and I also think it would be really funny if you did sleep with someone.
I would say that exactly what I said. I think you need to take control of the situation. If you think there's any chance that you two could be really serious, then you need to go, But there's two ways. You can either lay out the line and say, listen, I'm not comfortable with that. I really want you, and I'm either in or out, and then you make a firm decision.
Yeah.
Or you play the guy his own game, you go and do bits with other people, and he'll quickly realise that it was
The problem with that, and I do love that idea, but the problem if she does that is that then she's playing in that she's basically giving permission. So if he doesn't like it, and then 2 months down the line, he meets another girl he wants to have sex with, she's can't say anything. Because she played the game.
I mean, but I just don't understand how you get to a point where you were exclusive and then suddenly unexclusive.
Because this is what you guys do.
Sorry, I've never gone. I've kept it unexclusive for as long as I can. And we were only exclusive yesterday. look at your face.
Okay, next one. Hi, Chloe and James. I have a question relating to one that was asked last week. Firstly, I hope the guy last week finds some happiness with his missus and that she finally finds to love herself.
Yes, this is the one with the, this was the lady that was let herself go and the guy really wants to have sex with her but didn't know how to broach the subject, felt that she, you know, he tried to go to the gym with her and everything else, and she basically just used to be a bit of a shagger and driven and now she's just lost the plot.
No, she wasn't used to be a bit of a shagger and driven. What a weird bolt on.
No, she was like driven, kept in shape.
She had an active job.
Yeah.
He was a semi-rugby boy.
Yeah, and he's moved away from his friends.
Yeah, and then he feels like she's given up on herself. Yeah. And yeah, well, anyway, right, okay, let's do this one. My question would be, how do I get my boyfriend to put more effort into himself? I'm having a very similar situation to the previous asker, but your solution was very female-focused. It was, yeah. So I wondered how women can encourage their male partners to get back in shape, lose a little bit of weight, and not hurt their feelings. Just a little background. I'm an incredibly active person, and he used to play a lot of rugby. I think we're getting a good idea of where all of our
audience is coming from. The middle class fan of England.
It's either my online clients writing in and asking a couple of questions, or rugby players.
Do we have any actually real fans? Please put your hand up if the real fans are in the room.
I'm an incredibly active person and he used to play a lot of rugby. But since getting a job in a call centre, he stopped rugby, stopped going to the gym, whereas I still train 5 times a week. We're 10 different gyms. Any advice would be super helpful, anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always difficult. I've had many a teammate and many a lad say to me, because of what Chloe does, you know, I don't know how to get my missus into training. Do you wonder if your missus would trainer, or, you know, do you reckon you do that? Or
could she broach your subject really well?
And it's like, it doesn't work that way. You know, you can't just go, you know, start buying like dumbbells for your missus and like gym memberships and stuff, because that, you know, body, I mean, men have body dysmorphia like everybody else and are very sensitive. I think it's harder, I think, to broach that subject with women, especially with the cultural thing on Instagram, with, you know, body shaming and certain perspectives and all this kind of stuff and being rammed down your throat. I think men, it's a little bit easier. I mean, if I were you, I would start trying to go to the gym with him. I'd say to him, listen, I'd love to start doing some stuff together. Wondered if you quite fancied that. I was thinking about taking this challenge on to get myself in a mental shape. I wondered if you wanted to join me. I've got this 8-week program, a plan, and find like someone online that does a plan or a program that you could both do together. I'd reach out to some of his mates maybe and just be like, look,
are you guys
playing any sport? What's the story? Maybe we're gonna play 5-a-side after work or those kind of things, and just see if you can maybe take him to some gym classes. Say, look, I've been there's F4, I don't know where you're based, but there's loads of F45s around. Don't go to a class there, test yourself out, do it as a couple, work as a team, I think would be really nice. You know, if obviously a lot of the time out of shape is a lot of times to do with diet. So if you're responsible for the food intake in the house, maybe start, you know, going, babe, I'm going to start, I really want to get back into the kitchen, undertaking some cooking and start making healthier food so that he has to have that. You know, send him off to work in the call center with a packed lunch, maybe like a healthy bit of food. But you know, it's not as simple as just going on Instagram and going, God, wouldn't you like to look like this guy? Because that's not going to work. But I think those things, contact his friends, suggest to go training with him, maybe buy him, you know, a training, like I saw this thing, I'm going to do it. I bought you the male one as well. Wondered if you wanted to do it, it would be quite fun. And if he's got any hobbies, maybe try and encourage them. I don't know if he used to play sport. If he used to play rugby, why don't you see if you can get him to join a touch league or a touch team thing? I know we're in COVID at the moment, but this shit will end some point. This insane madness.
You can't even do touch rugby.
You know, but I think, well, you can't do touch rugby, you can play, yeah. I mean, you can play tag rugby, I don't know.
Right, so I think it's a great idea because I'm getting the impression that he stopped going to the gym because he stopped playing rugby. And there are loads of different motivations to train. But having been with James and spent a lot of time with a lot of his friends who are professional sportsmen, I tend to find there are two types of rugby player. There's the rugby player like James who like loves going into the gym and like just destroying themselves. And then there's the rugby player like, I don't know, Nathan Hughes, who was like, the day that I retire is the day that I stop training. And they all fall into those categories. So, you know, James doesn't really need the motivation, but it sounds to me like your partner does. And that's fine because, you know, I'm sure there's reasons why you get up and go to the gym that he can't relate to. But I love the idea of you calling his friends and saying, look, he's working in a call center. He's lost that like male camaraderie, like fun. To be quite honest with you, he's getting a bit out of shape. You can throw that in there as like kind of like an add-on, like a sprinkling, but it doesn't have to be the main reason if you're worried about how you'll come across. And just say, like, is there anything you can do, like five aside? I know all my friends do that every week, or like, yeah, something.
Why don't you take up like a martial art as well, like, you know, yeah, like a jiu-jitsu or some together. Team, yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like he is quite maybe either like skill or goal focused, so kind of like going to the gym and gaining loads of muscle doesn't appeal to him.
Yeah.
So do that. And
a holiday as well. See if you can book a holiday for when we can travel. Plan and get something.
That's the problem now. I've been saying that to clients my whole life. Like, think of a holiday you have coming up. Think of this. And now that none of this is on the horizon. So again, I run an online coaching business, and I really, really steer away from like challenges. They're very male coach, basically male coaching strategies to get people to sign up, and like you can win this at the end of it, whatever it is. And I think men, funnily enough, respond really well to that kind of thing. Women, in my experience, usually it just ends up being like a yo-yo diet, like a cyclical thing that we don't want to happen. But yeah, James is right. There's loads of ways you can entice him, and I don't think that he will kick off if you say to him, babe, I feel like you're not as active as you used to be. Like, and if he says, oh, what, do you think I'm gaining weight? You can be like, well, yeah, a little bit, but that's not the main reason why I'm speaking to you about this. I'm speaking to you about it because I feel like you are happier when you're more active. You can kind of sense it, like little white lies go a long way.
But also, you know, like I said, maybe, you know, with the rugby stuff, there are people still training at local rugby clubs. Like, if he's given up through injury, I can understand that. But, you know, going down once a week or Tuesday, Thursday nights and just having to run around without doing contact at the moment or whatever, I think that'd be quite fun for him. He doesn't have to stop because he's in a call center. I assume he's tired all day being on the phone, but actually, you know, you could still do that. There's plenty of little local rugby clubs you could go down to and have a look into it, you know?
Yeah.
And you could also do men and women's mixed touch. Which would be quite good.
You would love to try that out.
Touch. You grab my boobs again, James. Sorry, touch. Grab my
like,
bum
now
again.
Now I've retired, I'm going to go do like some mixed touch rugby. Okay, and then I'll just come down and see you like sprawled out on top of some poor girl on a field.
I don't know how you... That's not touch, that's something else.
It's body touch.
Body touch.
Body touch.
Oh, should I read one today or not?
Okay.
Can I read you something that someone sent me as well?
Can I tell you something one of my friends said to me the other night?
What?
He said, James gives the best advice on couples quarantine. And I was like, no. And he was like, why doesn't he take any of it?
Yeah.
I was like, I say that every week.
And that's why your friend has got the balls to say it to my face. I'll fucking take it throughout. Right. This is a message. So do you remember we had that guy that said that we went on the date, the catfish on the date, and the woman was pregnant. And he basically alluded to the fact that he potentially had fucked her in the future and ripped the space-time continuum. And she was pregnant in every future timeline. He's written back to us going, hi guys, just listen to the most recent podcast. I'm glad you both enjoyed my catfish story. I just wanted to say my Tuesday nights are still wild, like the one just gone. I brushed my teeth and had orange juice because that's just the kind of fucking lunatic I am. I only had four out of my five a day as well. So yeah, party around my place and bring two bags of Walkers ready salt because it's going to be a late one. Love your stuff and keep it coming. This guy.
Is this person? I need a visual.
All right, I haven't accepted his message because I don't want to think we're fucking friends. But it's pretty interesting. Right.
Oh my god, he's so
He's like, this guy, I love, we love.
He's got two photos on his profile. One from April where he's drinking a glass of wine, and one from June of sausages on the barbecue. And that's it.
What a mad guy he is, honestly. He ordered cranberry juice on a date in a bird with Wetherspoons. Like, be careful, girls, because this guy knows how to treat you. Right, this message says,
who he follows.
Hi, James. Chloe's such a stalker.
I am a stalker.
Hi, James and Chloe. Your podcast is great and so easy to listen to with great advice. Thank you. Please spread the word. We need more we need more followers, more listeners. We're going to get more guests on. Chloe's very keen on more guests. We need some more suggestions of topics, shit you'd like us to cover.
We actually had a very good one about the menopause.
Yes.
I was thinking about getting a couple of listeners on who are going through that.
Well,
right,
we'll
now.
Do that. Yeah, fine. Any chance you can discuss house chores, cleaning, kid stuff, filing, bills, and sharing the load? We have a we've had a life change recently, as we already have a toddler and a newborn. I'm at home and my husband is at work, so it feels like I'm doing everything housewise. I'm knackered and sometimes like a 1950s housewife. Do you shake and vac? Because that's fucking cool if you did. How do I get my husband to help out a bit more without me being accused of nagging? Only way I feel I can get a response to it response is by losing it with him, which isn't how I want to communicate. Hey, yes, ladies. Whoa, I haven't finished. Yes, ladies, that's not the fucking answer, losing it. Coming at me at all times. Yeah, but you pissed me off to start with.
Do we need to tell the headlight story again?
Oh, Chloe, you didn't have your headlights on. You were driving illegally.
They were on fog lights.
There weren't any fucking lights.
They were on fog lights. I got it wrong. I thought they were on auto. And what was your response?
I've told you a million times. And you were like, let me explain to you.
James punched the dashboard.
Yeah, of course I did. Because you were arguing with me and you're wrong.
But go on. Tell us again how you don't like it when people lose their temper.
Is he just ignoring the chores? Little jobs because he knows I'll end up doing them. Thank you so much. Right. This is a really interesting one. With couples and, you know, spreading the load. I think, look, I don't have kids, right? But, you know, there is no such thing anymore as blue jobs and pink jobs, right? That was a lifetime ago in 1950s. Pink jobs, looking after the kids, cleaning the house. Blue jobs, working in a factory, heavy lifting, you know, doing man shit. It's 2020, right? If you're a man and you ain't changing a nappy and you ain't waking up in the night, you're a fucking pussy. You need to have a long, hard look at yourself, right? You know, even if you're middle class or upper class and, you know, you met your dad on your 18th birthday, you don't cuddle and hug them, and you shake their hands and you wear tweed 90% of the time, it's not acceptable for you not to do anything. I remember seeing that Jacob Rees-Mogg was like, I'd never gone near the kids' nappies. It's like, mate, it's not clever. You look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
So
first
of all, you've got to muck in. Yes, if you are staying at home with the kids, right, and unfortunately, I don't think... People have visions of this kind of utopian thing where they have kids and it's a peaceful life and they're baking and the kids are well behaved and it's a lovely world. Everything I know as kids is fucking carnage. My mate's daughter picked up a stone and drew a heart on the side of his Range Rover the other day, and he was like,
ew.
I don't want to say it was. Drew a heart on the side of the Range Rover. And how do you tell the little girl off? Because she's like, Daddy, I've drawn your heart. And he's like, oh, God, with a fucking stone, right? So that's the kind of shit.
My dad would have, drop kicked me.
Yeah, because your dad loves his car more than any person on earth. He's not that madman who, takes it apart and shampoos the inside of the engine once a week like a serial killer. So the idea is you have these kind of things going on and you have these, these moments. But it's not. From what I've seen, kids, it's hard. It probably never gets easier. You never get rid of the fuckers. You could be 40 and you're still speaking to your parents if they're lucky enough to be around and you know, go through emotional roller coasters. However, men, even if you're at work all day and you come back tired, there are certain things that you can do. And maybe even talking to your partner and say, listen, I understand for 90% of the day you've been emptying the dishwasher. But if you walk past it, and I know it's a middle class thing to have a dishwasher. I know people don't have fucking dishwashers. But, you know...
You're not going to like my answer.
Yeah, if you walk past those things, it's like I would say, you know, if you see it, do it, you know, and help. You can't just ignore stuff. Like, if you walk past the bin and it's overflowing, fucking take it out.
Okay, so she's saying, how should she communicate this to her?
Yeah, but I think she just needs to quietly sit down.
Play him this, James.
Yeah, play him this video. Yeah, but just in a quiet thing and say, listen, I understand that you're busy at work and I understand you're the main breadwinner potentially from the dynamic I'm hearing, and you're coming back tired, you've got high pressure decisions. I'm not asking you to do everything, Right? I don't want you to do anything, but can we just get a couple of areas that you manage? Could you manage the bins, for example? Could you manage, you know, if you see things on the side, putting stuff in the dishwasher, you know, and get a bit of balance so you feel like your zone's clean and clear. And all, you know, and maybe even as simple as just writing a chore list down, printing it out, sticking it on the wall of all the kind of shit that you need to do, because you do much more around the house than I do, but I still pull my weight. I still go, right, I'll take the bins out. I'll do the recycling. I'll do this. I'll put that there, you know. And I just think you should be able to have that communication. If he kicks off, just go, mate, you're kicking off over getting some balance right and helping me. As long as the best way you can do it is do not do this. Do not walk up to him and go, this is where the mistake that every woman I know makes. Don't go, babe, you haven't done this. You never do that. I'm here looking after the kids. You know, don't say any of that shit. Just go, look, I'd love it if you could just give me a hand with a couple of these things and just moving forward, do that, if that's all right. That's all you have to say. And then he won't feel like he's being attacked. He won't feel like he's getting moaned at. And 9 times out of 10, I'll go and do it.
Yeah.
Ran over.
This is Couples Quarantine.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Couples Quarantine. Now, I know, Chloe, you've been snooping around and actually worked out a little bit about what's going on today, but this episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens, a comprehensive nutritional beverage.
Yeah, with so many stresses in life, it can be really difficult to get in enough fruit and veg, aka micronutrients that our bodies really need. But this is where Athletic Greens can help you out. Their daily all-in-one greens powder is easily added to your day-to-day life with zero worry or fuss.
Do you know what? It's actually really tasty, because some green supplements are a little bit ugh, but Athletic Greens does an awesome job packing in 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, including multivitamins, minerals, probiotics, green superfoods. I know I sound like an absolute keto scientist here, but of course I read the boxes. It was my daily reading for the day. It also increases energy and focus and aids with digestion and supports a healthy immune system, all without the need, I won't believe this, to take multiple products.
Athletic Greens is one formula based on the latest research, investing in absorbable and natural sources of each ingredient and going above and beyond in third-party testing to ensure that their customers receive the highest quality supplement.
It's lifestyle friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free or gluten-free, no thanks, and contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. And I've tried this and I agree. I give it my Haskell seal of approval.
So right now, Athletic Greens will support your immune system during the winter months, and they're offering our audience a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit the link today. You'll basically never have to buy vitamin D again.
Sorry, did you say a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs?
Yes.
Can I claim that?
I'm sure you can.
I know it's insider trading, but all you have to do to win this incredible prize is simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and join health experts, Chloe, athletes, me, and health-conscious go-getters around the world to make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, for the Slow Reader Group, simply visit athleticgreens.com/couples and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
This is Couples Quarantine.
I you know, just like how James made a point, like, obviously I've got a lot of female friends who now have babies and children. And I just want to make a point to, like, any and all men listening out there, and women as well. I have yet to have any single one of my friends tell me that it's not incredibly overwhelming, stressful and hard work when you're at home all day with the baby and your husband's at work all day. And then weirdly, the husband or the partner, whoever, whatever he is to you, seems to think that because you're at home all day, you're not working. Mm. But actually, taking care of a baby that has to feed every 2 hours while you're also trying to take care of yourself and your own life, while you're also trying to take care of the house, it is a clusterfuck of activity and stress from the second you wake up to the second your partner comes home. And I don't like it when I've heard so many men say this, like, and then I come through the door and she's like, oh, take the baby. And I'm like, I've just been at work all day and she's been at home all day. And it's like, no, she's been run off her tits trying to take care of another life for the entirety of the day. It is exhausting physiologically. the changes that happen when you're pregnant and when you're postpartum and when you're breastfeeding, it's exhausting. Like your body burns 500 calories a day just to breastfeed. Like, and people might roll their eyes at that, but that means your body is working in overdrive. And it's a hugely hormonal time as well. And I'm sorry, but James is right. You have to pull your weight. And when you come home, you have to do some chores. You have to take the baby. You have to give your poor, poor wife a break, because you've probably had a lunch break where you got to go out with your mate and have a pint or a coffee or you know, sit in a nice pub for an hour. She doesn't have a life and won't do for a while. So please just cut her that slack. I totally get what you're asking in terms of like, how do you broach the subject? And James is right. If I say to him, you haven't done this and I'm really pissed off, he will kick off like faster than you can blink. If I say to him, babe, can you XYZ? Even if he's grumpy about it, it's a lot more likely that he'll do it. So yeah, I think James is right. Like, just asking him in a really positive, like nonchalant way and not in an accusatory negative way is the first thing. And the second thing is like, maybe just sit him down next time you do have like a Sunday together and just say, I'm exhausted and I love having the kids and I love you and I love our marriage, but I'm struggling and I really need your help, and really explain to him that you're struggling. And he'll likely, even if you do argue at first, he'll likely pick up some slack.
You know, there is just probably a bit of open dialogue and communication around that, and understanding that, you know, you are a team and you're going to have good days and bad days, but communication is key. And I think if you talk, like I said, in a non-accusatory way, if you don't bring up all the baggage that hasn't happened, but you actually talk, you know, refreshingly about what you want to happen and how you want to do it, that's fine. You know, and maybe in her mind, the woman's mind, actually ascertain what it is you want, because some people get unhappy about stuff, but they're not quite sure what they're unhappy about. They just know they're unhappy. They feel there's an injustice. They feel there's an imbalance, but they can't articulate it. So if you can control your emotions, and at some point at a rest point where the kids are having a nap or whatever, sitting down, think in your mind what it is you want your husband to actually do, and get the clarity over the role. So, you know, if it is as simple as like, I'd like him to do some chores, don't just say I'd like to do chores. What specifically thing would you like him to do? Would you like him just to be more generally considerate? That's open-ended. You know, if you want to do something but you're not quite sure what it is, think clearly about what you want him to do, which would really help you and relay some stress, and it will make a completely... and make a massive difference once you have that clarity of role, and go, do you know what, if it's bins, if it's, you know, changing the baby's nappies, if it is making sure that you open the fridge and you notice that we've got no milk, we've got no bread, we've got nothing
got on
the
no way.
You've got no fans, you've got no ground, you've got no milk, you've got no fans, you've got no ground. Do you want some? I'll give it to you. On the way back from work, stop off at a supermarket, pick up those essentials. And that will be a game changer. It's just those thought processes that I think will help. Because don't expect men to do shit, or the expectation for men to do stuff. You just, our minds don't work like that. There's that great meme of like the guy's lying in bed and the woman's like, I wonder if he's thinking about other women. And the bloke's thinking about whether, you know, there'll be a horse that could ever, you know, a boy that can ever run faster than a horse. And it's like, that's the kind of shit we're thinking about. Chloe's like, what do you think about girls? I'm like, no, I'm trying to think about the new JCB digger and whether I can fit it on the driveway. But anyway, that's just my thought.
I actually think that's a staunch lie. I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the time when a guy's head drifts off into space, yeah, he's thinking about sex.
No, no, no.
No?
No, I'm thinking about birds with tits in a digger on a driveway. No, of course I'm not. Not all the time.
Did you see someone put under one of your Instagram posts, like two people were like, what about their personality, Jane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone complained about personality. I was like, fuck off, Nan. We're not talking about personality. If you don't fancy,
I happen to agree, though.
Yeah, but if you don't fancy them, this is a misnomer. They could have the best personality in the world. If you don't have any physical attraction, it doesn't matter. It is a lie that we tell people. I've got a great personality. It's bollocks.
This exact conversation with my dad a few years ago before I met you. It was like literally probably weeks before I met you.
Looks get you in the door. Personality keeps you there. Fucking fact. Change my mind.
Okay, Anyway, okay, we just did that.
Right.
So a family member of mine had basically started dating someone who she'd openly admitted to me she wasn't attracted to.
Right.
And she then told me that if I ever wanted to have a happy relationship and have a relationship really work long term, then I had to stop going for guys that I was attracted to and go for guys that I was like compatible with.
What?
And I was like completely taken aback by this, because I obviously don't work like that at all. And also because, like, I started to think about all the couples that I know that are really great and, like, long-term and successful. And, like, I don't know that they're particularly, like, you know, I don't know what the word is. Like, they don't have much chemistry between them. And they're all, like, fantastic, like, well, really well-suited couples. There's no, like, sexual energy there.
Yeah, but...
And so then I said to my dad, like, Dad, and I said what had happened and that this family member had said this to me. And he was like, utter... bollocks. He was like, if you don't want to fuck the person that you're with for at least bare minimum the first few years that you're together, the relationship will not work.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was like, if somebody like cheats in the first like year of a marriage, then the relationship will never work. Like, he has some like cardinal rules where he's like, won't work.
Dicky.
And I think he needs to write a Christmas.
Well, we want to get him on here on you know, if he'll come on, but this is probably not big time enough for him, really, and a bit controversial.
It's too controversial to get my parents on here.
You reckon? Have they decided?
No, I would be too scared to even ask.
No, but we wouldn't go in about real deviant stuff. Like, for example, I mean, you know, I wouldn't admit to slept with 1,000 women at the Daily Mail round, which I didn't fucking say, which someone not in this room, said.
Did you see the Daily Mail wrote about the cooking and you coming on?
Oh, yeah.
And the headline was that you always like involve yourself in like dangerous sexual situations, and I was like, wow, did they push that one?
Yeah,
and they really did.
Yeah, like I wanted to you're cooking prawn pilpil and I might get hot oil on my knob. I value my peace more than I value anything else. It's not that impressive, but I don't want to look after it. Right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Firstly, loving the podcast. The content always seems to be so well timed to coincide with where I am in my own relationship timeline. From pooping at his 1 week to talking about the stepkids a few weeks later, I relate to so much of what you cover. It also helps that it's the same length of time it takes for me to drive to his, so that's my pod time. My partner and I have been together a year, although much like Zoe and Paul, Dorn Jones and Zoe Hardman, we knew each other a while beforehand, but the timing wasn't right. If it weren't for lockdown, separately, we may be further along with the traditional timeline by now and have blended friends and met families, but we're not there yet. Thanks, Boris. Boris gets so much heat. I know all these rules don't make sense, but poor bloke. And I know there's going to be a little bit of drama potential. I don't think his family are going to be 100% behind us, and his ex is not going to appreciate him moving on. We've waited until we knew we're now in a strong place, but moving on to my question. How do you handle friends and family that don't accept you straight away or even hate you on sight? Have either of you ever been in a situation where your inner circle prefer your previous partner? Hoping your podcast can help my next hurdle. Thanks to both of you. Anon. Well, obviously my name is blank, but I've been telling everyone how much I love your podcast, so now I would rather they didn't know my name. I mean, what do you think about that?
Right, okay. I'm just kind of getting my head around this.
What's it like, basically, when family members and friends hate you and they prefer your ex-partner?
So I've never had my family prefer any of my last boyfriends to you. No, they don't. I mean, look, like, the thing is that, you know, look at you. You're like a specimen. Like, you're impressive. You are, no, because let's be totally honest.
Yeah.
You are impressive on site. Like, people are like, wow, like, he must work really hard in the gym and he must be super. And then you're like, hi, I'm James Haskell, I played rugby for England. And people are like, oh my God, who is this god of a man? He's so accomplished.
Best
ever,
yeah, like that.
Yeah, same. He's so accomplished, he's so great, he's so this. So yeah. I think I got really lucky. It's a blessing and a curse in that my friends and family absolutely are more in awe of you than they've ever been of any of my partners. It's a curse because it means, like, when you mess up and I'm, like, absolutely livid, I don't want to shatter that illusion that they have of you. Like, it's a gamble whether or not I tell anyone.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the thing, like, it's a blessing and a curse. And the blessing part of it, babe, is that if you go in there and they all hate you already, there's nowhere to go but up. Like, there's nowhere to go but up. So you just go in there, and, like, my advice to you would just to be, kill them with kindness. I don't mean be fake, but I mean be that really calm, compassionate, sweet-natured, I hate to say this, but girl, you know, that's the girl that the friends like. That's the girl that the family like. When you go out with him and his mates, make sure that you keep up with the drinking, but don't get sloppy drunk. But, you know, have fun with them, you know, tell dirty jokes with them, laugh with them, you know, show them that you are not a threat to his friendship group. When it comes to the family, you just be like the archetypal dream daughter-in-law. Don't swear like I do. You can tell James's parents hate me. Like, I swear awful. I drink awful. I, like, tell really inappropriate jokes. Awful. Although I still think they like me anyway.
Yeah, of course they do.
But don't do that. Don't do any of that. Just be really sweet-natured. Smile. Compliment them. You know, if they're cooking for you, make sure that you offer to clean up afterwards. Make sure that you make the bed, you know, if you stay at their house or whatever. Just be, like, kill them with kindness so you can't fail. And then I would say, fuck everyone else for you internally, like, for your inner peace. If you guys are really happy, who cares what everyone else thinks? Go for it and don't let them slow you down. Like, it sounds to me like you guys have found quite a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have a situation a few times where I've... you know, obviously dads see me coming through the door and you can see him, like, right, and they always give you, like, the big man handshake. I've had to have a few.
My dad wasn't like that.
Your dad was lovely, but I've had, like,
my dad's the nicest man in the world.
He is, yeah. and which is, by the way, I'd be interested to get some viewers' feedback on this. Do any of you have partners who, parents or, like, brothers that are on such a pedestal that you're never going to be able to compete? Because Richard Madeley is probably the best man I've ever met, and
he's the best man,
and Chloe's, like, in awe of him, and he has fucked it for me in terms of, like, I'm never going to be that guy. I'm never that nice. I'm never that compassionate. I'm not that intelligent. My lid isn't that coloured.
I love your, like, your personality, your character. Like, I know we give each other a really hard time on the podcast.
Yeah.
I love your personality.
Yeah, but I'm not Richard Mayden.
I love your strength of character. You're an amazing husband. This morning you poured me Bucks Fizz and bought me flowers. I mean, come on.
And made you a 4-course breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, look, you do not need to compare yourself to my father. A, because you'll never win. And B, because I'm, like, madly in love with you as romantically.
Fine, all right. Well, anyway,
we just address an insecurity?
Yeah, we did, yeah. So I've then, you know, I've had the big man handshake where, you know, I've stood at the door and they've you know, it's when they're smaller dads and they're like that, giving it to me, and you're like,
you're not that much more. You're still,
no, not him. Other people. We're not talking about other people.
You're getting all protective.
Look, I've had a situation where, for example, when I was a rugby player and I would go and stay at somebody's house and with my day off and I want to sleep in, I've had mothers, you know, bollocking the then, you know, why is he always in bed? Does he never do anything? I'm like, it was my day off. So I, you know, the problem
is...
You're
an international athlete. Yeah. Why is he so lazy?
Yes, he's so lazy. So I would obviously take this, like, patient. I would always make the bed myself, make sure things are tidy, you know, take the bed sheets off if required, you know, try to tidy up after the table, offer to help in the kitchen, all those kind of things, you know, just keep the deviant jokes to one side. But even then, after a while, I've had it out with a few parents and I've gone... You know, I said, all you do is, like, I said, you're moaning. I said, it's my day off.
Who have you said this to?
This was like an early days relationship's mother, you know, and then I went round to someone else's house and
that is great.
The brother and I had to, she was, like, having a go so many times. I went, listen, I get, like, pissed off after a while, like my ability to, like, keep calm. I went, I'm, you know, you've invited me round to your house. I'm sleeping in until 10 because it's my day off. I'm like, I don't understand what we're... I didn't know he was up to report for breakfast at 7 o'clock. She's like, well, you're being rude. I'm like, I'm not. This is bullshit. Just walked, stormed off. But then I had another one where I went to someone's party, like a lunch, and the brother was older, he's a former soldier, and we were talking and joking about things, and I think I said topic came up about some transgender stuff, something, whatever, and I then got a, you know, call that the mother was so mortified that the neighbours could hear what I was talking about because I swore, and I would I apologise, and I was like, fucking no, I will not apologise. Like, I'm not apologising for this stuff.
Sometimes you just have to suck it up.
No, but I think exactly what Chloe said though with is the only problem with this is if somebody's friends really don't like you, especially men. That can be a real problem because they'll be in your ear.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. I, you know, because a lot. There's one. We had a former teammate that everybody hates his missus,
yeah.
And his missus is an absolute nightmare. And basically, when this bloke broke up with him, the lads went around like, by the way, you know, everyone thinks she's complete.
One lad.
No, but it was like a deputation. It was like, mate, go and speak to him. And it was like, okay.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll do it.
He told me this.
Yeah,
story.
And he went in and he was like, look, just to let you know, mate, nobody likes her and you just need to understand.
I think the word he used was, she's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah, yeah. And he's and he's gone, we're okay, yeah, I agree. And then 2 days later, he's turned back up with her back together. And it's like, how do you like manage that situation?
No, but I think that's, yeah, I would never be angry at a friend of mine if they were like, Chloe, leave James, I don't like him, I don't think he's gonna fall, like, whatever it is they were saying, I'd be like, all right, you're completely entitled to your opinion. It would not in any way, shape or form sway a decision that I made that would affect the rest of my life. And if it does, you're weak. You're
yes,
weak,
of course. You are great, agree.
So if all your friends were like to you,
yeah,
oh, break up with her, she's a nightmare.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do it, no.
I mean, you would hope that your
when I was younger and more naive, I might have taken it a bit more to heart. I might have done, but I also think as well. Remember that most mothers think that nobody is good enough for their son.
Oh my god!
No,
yes.
Nobody. Like, there's a great skit from
Amy Schumer.
She's like, no, you know, you can't go out with my son. I want to fuck him, you know, in a really weird, inappropriate way. But if you watch, should watch.
If you watch it, it's very funny.
It makes a lot of sense.
As weird as it sounds.
Not as, yeah, but it makes a lot of sense. But remember that mothers, no woman's ever good enough for their son. They want to be the number one woman in their son's life in a non-deviant way. So just bear that in mind. But as Chloe said, ground rules, polite manners, P's and Q's. Don't get steaming. Don't make a pass at the father. Don't, you know,
or do and then rewrite in and catch yourself on that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do what that girl did when she went round to someone's house, panicked, did a shit, couldn't get out, couldn't flush it down the toilet, and threw it out the window.
How do you know
threw
this
it
story?
Onto the conservatory.
This is one of our TV world stories.
Yeah, but there's also one with someone with pants as well. Like, it was a nightmare. But just control that stuff. I mean, I went round to a girl's house once, a partner, and I went up to Lou, and there was like a Lou in the corner of the house. The drop. I went for an executive drop box out the way. No one was going to be anywhere near it. Dropped a bomb, and I heard this door going.
The Lou doesn't work. You're not going to be able to flush it.
And I was like this. Fuck! What the fuck am I supposed to do?
One of your funnel poos.
Yeah, I'd like.
Oh my god! There's no like, escaping.
What am I going to do?
James, it doesn't matter. You could have gone into the house next door. They would have smelled that poo. We call James funnel bum because like every time he goes to the loo, that's number two. Yeah, shit, you not. No pun intended. You could be on another floor in the opposite room of the house, and within seconds, it's like there's a funnel.
You're a fucking bitch. You're a bitch, and I don't do that.
I love that you thought you.
No, because it wouldn't disappear. It wouldn't flush.
And then they said he doesn't like opening the bathroom window because he thinks it wafts the smell more. I'm like, no.
Right, this is disgusting. Right, okay. Right, the next question.
Yeah, it's a really, really disgusting one. So I'm letting you read out.
Okay.
Loud.
Oh god, this is a punchy question, and for all the people who comment on the Daily Mail who go, ugh, you two are nobodies, you've got nothing, best-selling author four times over, training 800 clients, professional DJ, rugby player, music producer,
don't defend everything. Yourself to the trolls.
Fuck you lot, it was your fucking rudeness. Anyway, but we are going to take things to a new sick level.
But also, you have to admit, they don't necessarily take what we're saying in the context of the podcast and make us look great.
No, they don't.
Make us look like we are so ridiculously stupid and annoying.
Wait, they make us look like we're desperate, stupid,
yes.
Do anything, say anything. Have we just described ourselves? Okay. Dear both, I'm emailing to inquire as to your views on the topic of period sex.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm of the view that during a period, there's nothing wrong with putting a towel down.
Is this a man or a woman?
A man.
Right.
Sex is messy, after all. Can be. My flatmate is of the opposite view and doesn't believe period sex is a thing. Would be great to hear both your views. I'm a big fan of the podcast. Thank you, anonymous man. Your period question.
Got a name on you as well.
I mean, I want to talk about another topic as well, actually, after this period one, because I'm interested in it. But you, what's your view? Which one we need to answer that first?
Oh God, here we go with the fucking tabloid headlines. Okay, just a bit of background here. Women do tend to be hornier and more physiologically sensitive when they are on their period. Mm-hmm. So given that I am a woman and I have experienced these things, I am pro it. I think it can be great from a woman. But I also sympathise that for the man, it can be off-putting, distracting, a little bit horrifying at points. Obviously, there are certain things you really shouldn't do at that time. But I'm a big believer that like sex is absolutely fine, and I actually think it can be really enjoyable for the woman. I know it is really enjoyable for the woman. And if I'm honest, and again, I don't mean to offend anyone, and I am aware that this is quite an offensive thing to say, I find it quite off-putting and quite a turn-off when a guy has an issue with it. I don't mean certain things, which you don't do when that's happening, but I mean in terms of just sex, I find it a little bit childish and annoying when a guy is like, no, I wouldn't dare. And I just don't think it's very sexy. However, each to their own, and I would say it's a pretty even 50-50 split of all my sexual partners, of people who are cool with it and people who aren't cool with it, and each to their own, and you are entitled to make your own decision about it. As a man, I actually think the man should be the one who gets the final word in this, because if you really don't like it, that's not a nice thing for you to have to do. But I will just say, women do like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care, is the honest answer.
That's a lie.
No, let me explain. I don't care about the act of it. I don't have a problem with it. The only time I would ever caveat it is the admin around it. I am not prepared to fuck up a pair of bed sheets or a bedroom thing or whatever just because you want to do it. If you're going to lay a towel down, game on. If you're doing it in the shower, game on. Late at night, I don't have any
shower
problem with
sex,
it.
I just feel like it's a high risk disaster zone.
Yeah, if you slippery floor, I get really out of breath in the hot water. Right. No, I'm 100% behind period sex. I've got no problem with it. It is a thing. I think that...
It's definitely a thing. No, I think like 50% of my partners are fine with it. But there's a lot of men who aren't.
Ex-partners, babe. You keep making these Freudian slips.
No, current.
Yeah. 50%. No, I have a problem. So you say it's a lie. It's not. I've just said to you, babe, listen, we need to prepare the area, but you're like, it makes it less sexy if you put a dust sheet down and start stapling plastic sheen to the wall. But I'm like, no.
Because James, like, you have a really red, like... we're going to have to cut so much of this out.
No, we're not.
Look, let's be honest. In the beginning of our relationship, as with all relationships, the sex is very spontaneous.
Yes.
And that's partly what makes it so fun and enjoyable, right?
Women love spontaneous. They always say spontaneous sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then you have to admit, and again, in every relationship this happens, this is not specific to us or anything, but in every relationship that happens, it can become quite regimented, which is hugely unsexual and unappealing. And the reason why... You okay?
Yeah.
James just nearly fell off his chair. The reason why sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what, forget it, because you're like, okay, well, we need to take this sheet off and we need to put that towel down and we need to... And then I'm like, well, the moment's now gone.
No, but...
This isn't sexy. And, you know, but that's really normal.
No, look...
It's always like ripping each other's clothes and being like, I don't fucking care. Like, it's different.
Yes, women always want this, but they don't logistically think about it. I am not messing up my room with fucking period blood ever.
You don't think that we don't know how to get period blood out of sheets by the time
I don't care. Let's not go through that. Let's be a bit more planned about it.
Planned,
right? So pop the towel down in the shower. It's game on. It's not a thing. Grow up. Don't worry about it. If you freak out, wear a condom. It, honest to God, couldn't care less. My only caveat to that is you can't go doing it willy-nilly. You can't. It's just, you need...
No, hang on. That's very subjective. Some people have a... lighter flown. Some people have
that. No, we don't want...
Somebody wrote in that burn book that I'm lying about being a virgin. Anyway.
I just have a wide set vagina and a heavy flow. Yeah.
A wide set vagina. My head's gone. So, yeah, disgusting question, but definitely a good question nonetheless.
I would love to put to the audience as well, if you want to write in to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. Obviously tampons, we've talked about it on here, bloke getting a bit funny about it. I mean, yeah, he said about leaving them everywhere.
Tampons are a lifesaver.
Yeah, I would leave them everywhere. Obviously, you know, they do partly destroy the environment. I understand that. Sanitizer is the same thing.
No, you can get eco-friendly tampons.
Fine, yeah. But the one thing I would say that's just not acceptable is moon cups.
No, it's just not acceptable at all. My friend took hers out. And like had to like pull it, and it just like created a perfect slasher line down the bathroom. And she was like, "Chloe, can you come in here?" And I was like, "It literally looks like someone's been murdered."
It's the rankest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. A moon cup, lady. I know you're trying to save the environment. I know it's new age, but some people have invented solutions to problems that just weren't there. Get an eco-friendly, you know, tampon or whatever it is.
Yeah, there doesn't just need to be a crime
moon, scene. There is no pants. Need to be a moon cut. I mean, what are you storing it up for? What are you doing with it? It's just like reusable nappies. We've moved on from that, you know.
No, you just rinse it and put it back. I mean, I just
don't need to be the mad admin around it. Wrap that shit up, get it away, let's not talk about it again. Yeah. But basically, period sex is a thing. It's not for everybody. It's called actually getting your red wings. You know,
obviously rugby players named it a thing.
We get brown wings, red wings, yellow wings.
Yeah, and look, if you don't want a crime scene on your penis, then either wear a condom or just say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be turned on enough to follow this through. Yeah. So you're maybe just
what turns me on is admin and cleanliness. That's it.
Wow, what a list of timelines. Please show me the porn you want.
No, I mean, like, it's normal. It's just like I said, don't ruin my bed because I want to sleep in it afterwards. You might be getting blood out of sheets, but I want to go to sleep. So, all right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching episode 12 of Couples Quarantine. I've been James Haskell.
I have been Chloe Madeley.
Chloe Haskell.
Chloe Haskell.
Do not forget that this is a podcast show. This is also, we put some stuff on Instagram. You can follow me at James Haskell or
at Madeley Chloe.
At Madeley Chloe. We're on YouTube. If you want to submit your questions, then please do to cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. If you want to sit here some specific topics, not just your questions, things that you think need covering, I'd love to get some people on some about some dating apps. You know, has the art of chatting up been lost? I think there's a few things I'd like to go over on that front, and we're going to get some more guests.
Yeah, we're having some problems with the current changing climate in various areas of the UK and getting things done properly, but we will keep trying. We're really hoping to make it to a series 2.
Be seeing you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.